Welcome, everyone. This is one of the most magical days for me. I have two guests with me today that I could start to get very emotional. It's a three-year anniversary from when I was actually in Thailand. I had the honor to be in Thailand doing trainings with these two incredible women who are now lead trainers in Thailand for doula givers. And I want to introduce you to them, and I want to share our story, and I want you to hear from them what they're doing with this incredible work now. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to my lead trainers. This is Jim and this is Dusty, and I'm going to let them do a bit of their background and introduction. And of course, we do have a beautiful Thai language, which is absolutely wonderful. So we'll be doing some translating during this. So there'll be a little lag time in between so that we can really get clear on the beautiful comments and interview for what we're doing today. So welcome to Doula Givers Thailand. My name is Suzanne O'Brien. Let's start out by thanking you both. Sawadika. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. It is my honor to have worked with you in your beautiful country of Thailand. And to have you here.
And as we welcome everybody and join together, the Thai national anthem's playing in the background. So as it does every 6 o'clock every night. So perfect timing.
I love that. Yes, serendipitous. So I'd like to start out just by letting our listeners know a little bit about how we connected. And I think this is so important because you and I often talk about this, about really not having any agenda in life and really just showing up to see how we can contribute to this world. And for me, I talk about it all the time, how liberating that is. It's counterintuitive to the way that we humans think, but it is so liberating because when you take your hands off that wheel, when you get yourself out of it, you let the universe direct you and many things open up. And this was one of them. So I'm going to share a bit about your email that came. You took my free level one, which we do with doula givers all the time. I think it was a 4 week. We did it in 4 weeks and you wrote me a beautiful email. And I remember getting a beautiful email from you and you talking about all the beautiful volunteer work and service you do in Thailand and the need for that. And I often will just go where I'm directed. And I just sort of, you know, said to you, you know, I really felt I really wanted to give you that full scholarship to the program and, you know, that's paying it forward. And we developed this beautiful friendship. And then we were on a Skype call and I, out of my mouth, said something like, well, if you ever want me to come to Thailand and to do some free trainings for community. And you were like, really? And the next thing you know, in 2019, we were doing 14 trainings all over the country in March, 3 years ago to the date almost, which is beautiful. Yeah. So going where-
Correct.
Yeah.
It was actually, yesterday was the final day of the trainings. So it is to the day.
So incredible. That changed my life. And it was just such a beautiful, for so many different reasons. And one major reason is the beautiful woman that is with us today. Her heart, her passion. You know, when we met and when we were working together, I almost felt like Jim was like me in Thailand. That nurse, her heart is in everything she does. She works so very hard. Yeah, there was just this real kinship. And I remember when she gave us a tour of the palliative care, the unit, the hospice unit that she works on and runs. And it was so incredibly moving. So, yeah. So for those of you who, and as the sun comes up behind me, it's just so interesting to see the colors. I just love the whole connection of everything. But as we did that whole month in March 2019, which was incredibly beautiful, when I left there and came back to the United States, you all carried on. You carried on with the work. And now I want to hear your stories about what you've been doing with Doula Givers Thailand, the journey. And of course, we're going to talk a bit about COVID during this time.
Yes. It was interesting. After you left, I'll add a bit here, then I'll let Jim take this. After you left, Jim and I continued on. And we really branched out. We were already doing it, but we were asked to do more of inclusive care, which is really Doula Giver's heart. So we were training people, and you'll remember doing this, working with the monks and working with Muslims and Christians and people of no faiths and all faiths and teaching them how to have unbiased presence, compassionate presence with everybody, and how to let the patient, the person at end of life, and their families be the leaders. So took that to many, many hospitals and did a lot of training. And then another thing that came up was we were asked to do a lot of training around caregiver burnout. Because we were seeing hospice was starting to grow, and it was being placed as a demand upon the hospitals by the health ministry. And besides regular duties, they had to start doing hospice as well, end of life care.
Yeah.
And the burnout and compassion fatigue was big and so demanding. And so we took Doula Givers as a base, as a mode of practice. And then we added a lot about compassionate care for yourself as well, which is also, you know, part of the training. And then I left Thailand for a sabbatical and got stuck overseas, and then had to go back to Australia and couldn't come back to Thailand. So, and I was just thinking, you know, wow, what perfect time though that we were able to put all this training here, because Jim will tell her story. What happened with her caregiving was phenomenal. And I'm just so glad we were able to leave those tools and that support. And because, boy, if there was ever a time that it was needed. So a lot of us as doula givers, we couldn't even go in to be with patients. We had to do it remotely quite often. But in some countries it was in lockdown. But Jim was frontline as a hospice nurse at the Infectious Disease Institute, where everyone was coming to test, and many people were dying, large percentage of death, and she was frontline. So Jim, ช่วยเล่าให้ฟังนิดนึงประสบการณ์กับโควิดหลังจากซูแซนลูกันดัสที่ไปแล้วจิมต้องทำคนเดียวเป็นยังไงคะ
ก็เหตุการณ์ซึ่งต้องทำคนเดียวเป็นการตัดสินใจที่ลำบากมากแต่เราต้องทำเพราะว่าจริงๆเราได้เรียนรู้มาแล้วมาผสมสารกันในเรื่องของดูแลฮิวเวอร์ว่าถึงแม้เขาจะเป็นอย่างไรโรคอะไรที่มันคือคุกคามขึ้นมาเนี่ยเราก็ต้องเคียงข้างเขาเนาะเพราะว่าบางทีเราเข้าไม่ถึงตัวคนไข้เราก็จะมีพยาบาลในนั้นซึ่งเขาจะส่งข้อมูลข้างในตลอดเราจะเป็นผู้ประสานระหว่างญาติที่ยังติดเชื้ออยู่ที
่โอเคแบบนั้นจะไปเลย she said yeah after you left it was really difficult for meBecause I had to make all the decisions on my own. But I knew from Doula Givers about presence, and that's what really stayed with me. But I had to make these decisions very quickly and deal directly with relatives, between the relatives and the hospitals. Bye-bye. So many people were on respirators and intubated, and she had to make very quick decisions, and she, and of course the families couldn't be with them, and so she had to be the bridge between everybody.
Wow.
ครอบครัวโควิด ายๆคนไม่ได้อยู่ที่เดียวกันบางคนอยู
่ Many families had COVID and they were all in different places, maybe in hospitals, hotels, separated, and or they were in field hospitals that they'd built specifically, which were really pretty, you know, like camps. So I had to walk beside them all the time, 24 hours a day, like as we talked about presence in Thai, you say the word for presence in Thai is to put your heart in another and to walk beside them. And this is what she had to do 24 hours a day and juggle all these different situations.
Right.
Yeah. So I had to decide who was the strongest caregiver in every family.
Yeah.
And then I had to tell them the truth very directly.
Yes.
That they were going to die, what was going to happen. And, it was really frontline. It was like a wartime. I'm adding that, but, you know, by the sounds of it, it was like war.
It was war. แม้กระทั่งเสียชีวิตจะต้องเสียชีวิตแล้วเราจะต้องจัดการคือต้องส่งทางแบบวิดีโอคอลเข้าไปในห้องว่าจะให้พยาบาลในนั้นน่ะคุยกับคนที่กำลังจะเสียชีวิตอย่างไรจะที่ข้างหูหรืออะไรประมาณนี้ว่าพวกเราอ่ะอยู่รอบๆตัวแต่เราไม่สามารถมาดูแลกันได
้ So in the case of people who are dying video conferences andI would have to teach the caregiver, the nurses, how to care for that person, how to have presence, what to say. So she was doing this remotely and then dealing with the families as well as these people were passing away.
Yeah, พอเสียชีวิตทุกคนที่กำลังเก็บตัวอยู่ไม่สามารถจะมาจัดการงานศพอะไรได้ต่างๆเราจะต้องประสานกับผู้นำทางศาสนาประสานตั้งแต่หนึ่งหาโลให้เขาทุกศาสนานั้นโดยเฉพาะอิสลามนี่เป็นเรื่องที่ไอประทับใจมากคือการจัดการศพอ่ะอิสลามบางครั้งเราก็จะต้องเร่งรีบทำในวันเดียวเพราะว่าศพต้อง
24
ชั่วโมงเราโทรไปบางครั้งทำไมช้าจังเขาบอกเขากำลังขุดหลุมอยู่มันมีปัญหาเยอะมากซึ่งเป็นวิกฤตทั้งหมดต้องตัดสินใจคนเดียวเพราะว่าทุกคนวิกฤตหมดและไม่ใช่เคสเดียวมันเป็น
หลายเคส
เยอะมากทุกคนจะพร้อมกันหมดเลยพอคนนี้เดทคนนี้ก็จะเดทติดตามมันไป
So people were dying all over the place. And because everybody had to be in lockdown, they couldn't come and get the body. They couldn't come to a funeral. And she said, particularly with Muslims, this was very stressful because they have to bury their dead within 24 hours. But she was really impressed with them, how they responded and react. So she had to balance connecting everybody andcontacting religious leaders to come and get the person and do religious ceremony and rites and things as well. So it wasn't just with the dying, it was after the death and, you know, then follow up with the families as well.
Wow.
Did our
gym pop off the screen? That's what happened.
She said, I couldn't forsake anybody.
I didn't sleep.
I had a Buddhist dying over here and a Muslim dying over here, and they needed different things for the way to, you know, follow their traditions. And then the wife would be dying in one hospital and the husband in another. And then they'd be, can you wait till we get so we can put them together in the same coffin? And it was really very, very heavy stuff.
I can't even imagine what that must be like. But I also want to say, I can't imagine a better person.Being at the front coordinating this, because I know what heart and passion and skill you bring, and I'm just so grateful that you were there during this time for everyone.
รู้สึกแบบพูดไม่ออกเพราะรู้เป็นสิ่งที่ยากมากแต่ว่าเขาบอกว่าเขาตีใจมากเพราะว่ารู้พี่เป็นคนตัดสินได้แล้วก็ใจดีแล้วก็แต่ว่ามีแรงประทังใจเต็มที่แล้วก็มีความสมาร์ทด้วยจะช่วยคนด้วย
เมื่อก่อนเราก็อาจจะรู้แต่ทฤษฎีแต่ช่วงที่แบบดูแลเนี่ยนะเป็นการที่เคียงข้างตลอดเหมือนมีเคยอยู่เคียงข้างมีถึงแม้เขาจะอยู่เมืองนอกแต่เคียงข้างให้กำลังใจเราตลอดสิ่งที่เราทำมันยากมากเพราะว่าบางทีเราต้องให้ช่างบ้านเนี่ยช่วยเราจัดการไหนต้องให้สับปะเลอจัดการไหนพาต้องช่วยเราเรื่องเงินเราก็ต้องหาเพราะว่าเงินโรงศพก็จะหมดไป
Yeah she said before doula givers for me was a lot of theory and then she said and then you Dusty were here beside me all the time to work with me and then I knew that I had Suzanne's support too but then with COVID that was all gone and it was only me and I had to evenIt became much more than theory. It became reality. And I had to really live it. And not only live that, but I had to find money for funerals. They didn't even have money. So I had to find money as well for people. It was just over the top.
Yeah.
นั่นก็คือเวลาที่เราทำงานเหนื่อยเราอะถึงแม้จะเลยไม่ใช้ภาษาไม่ได้แต่เวลาดัตตี้คุยโทรมาหรือเข้ามาในเมสเซนเจอร์ของเราอะHello sister อะไรทำให้เรามีกำลังใจว่าโอเคเราหยุดไม่ได้แล้วจากช่วงนี้ที่เราไม่ได้มีโรคประจำตัวอะไรเงี้ยคือเวลาที่เขาส่งมามันสัมผัสได้โดยไม่ต้องพูดภาษาอังกฤษได
้
คือผีเนี้ยแล้วดีหรือหัวใจสีม่วงอะไรของเขาหรือดัตตี้เนี้ยนานๆดัตตี้ก็ทุกอยู
่
คืออยากจะรอว่าอย่างที่โทรมาไม่ได้ต้องการจะโชว์ว่าโอเคฉันจะวันแมนโชว์หรืออะไรแต่แบบเฮ้ยมันมีคนคิดแบบเราเนาะอะไรเงี้ย
soYou know, I felt like giving up, but then I would message her or call and we'd talk. Hi, sister, how are you? I love you. And then you'd send, even though we didn't share the same message of the language, you'd put a purple heart or a little message. And she just knew I wasn't alone and people saw me and our hearts were together. And that helped me go on, even though I was so exhausted. Something very important for me is
ที่สำคัญอะเวลาเราทำงานเนี่ยเราสลบไปช่วงเป็นเวลาไม่เหมือนกันแต่เราตื่นมาตอนตีสี่บางทีรู้สึกตัวมาแล้วห้าเฮลโลเราเห็น5นาทีของเขาเราก็จะส่งกดไลค์ไปหมายความว่าไอ้ตื่นแล้วไอ้ก็สลบต่อเนี้ยเราก็มีกำลังใจน้อยนิดแค่นี
้ I would wake up 4 o'clock I would wake up 4 and I get a message from you online or something and then I feel inspired and You know, then I go back to sleep. I just collapse again. But that moment would give me the strength again to go on.
I think it's so important for us. I love you. It's so important for people to hear this, that there are going to be times that we are not able to be in the same space, that we're not able to offer that kind of support. However, the intention.
My God. Wow.
Like COVID is a great example of that. The intention that I am here with you, that I'm thinking of you, that I sent you love. It's something we can all do.
True, very true. I'm
happy that I met them and also that we have come together and have this strength. If we do it alone,
I'm so happy that we've had this communication and connection, and I can meet you. Because if I had to do this just on my own, there's no way I could do this.
You know, I really do. I feel like the universe and God and whatever your belief system is always working and orchestrating, and I know that for a fact. And you and I, we would have never seen this coming. I don't think anyone would, what the world became. And how we got together and we were able to absorb this teaching in such a place to prepare for this moment. Mm-hmm. It's really phenomenal.
คือวันที่ไปเจอเขาแล้วจูงกัน
ไม่ได้ decision
ตอนที่ไม่รู้เขาสัมผัสได้หรือเปล่าสำหรับคนไทยอ่ะตอนที่จับมือเดินกันไปเดี๋ยวพวกไม่ได้พูดอะไรเลยไม่รู้เขาจำได้หรือเปล่า
I don't know if you remember this but I made a decision the moment I saw you for Thais we can hold hands and I wasn't sure if that was your culture but I just felt led to do that I felt close to you and do you remember when I took your hand and walked with you
Oh yes And I also remember so many moments, of course, but I also remember, and I was going to wear it today, I should have put it on, but I remember when I complimented a beautiful ring you had on, and you just took it off and you gave it to me. And the heart and the love, and that's one of my
Yes. And Kim is very generous. She's very giving. She was the older sister in her family. So she did all the work for everybody. She sacrificed all her life to get her family, you know, on a good path and successful. And
yes,
now she does it outside of her family as well.
Of course. Yes. I mean, she has touched so many lives. I want to highlight when we started today, and it's been a thread throughout, and I really want people to hear this. It doesn't matter what religion or culture that we are, we are human beings and humanity. And when we show up, to be of service at the end of life and even in life, we need to take down those labels and we need to meet each other in presence. What we can learn from end of life, which is so important, that presence, we need to bring back into life with one another now, with that respect, with meeting each other, with not judging, with that open heart. And I love that because,
Well, this is why to hear the no religious borders. So Jim and I created a program that actually Jim won an award from the health ministry for. And it was a very radical concept at the time because a large part of Thailand is Buddhist, but a lot of people don't believe anymore. And there's other nationalities and cultures coming in, and there are other religions here who are feeling free now to express themselves. And you may be a Buddhist, and that can mean a million different things to a million people.
That's right. So Jim,
It was actually a policy under the health ministry, and she created a project whereby, and it fits exactly with doula givers, whereby just going into everyone and working on, we say this a lot before we go in, we go empty hand, open heart. So we take out everything we know, all our bias, all our, you know, things we think we need to accomplish today or what we want to have happen. And we just take it out, put it to the side. And our goal is to win trust and go in with an open heart, whatever they put in our hands and put in their hand, our hands, that's what we work with. That's how we respond, not react. And she said, this is what I teach my nurses all the time. So this is what I want to leave with them so they can keep using this. So I teach student nurses and I always teach them empty hand, open heart.
And I think our trainings were such a beautiful example of that in Thailand, is that, you know, especially at the hospital where we had the Buddhist monks who do end of life, where we had nurses and we had different religions and we had community members, and everyone was just on that same level.
Yes, Thai. And so in May, we are part of the committee, as we were explaining before, with this, with that actual organization, with the abbot and then a nurse who's a palliative care nurse. And they're building a hospice at that hospital. And we're part of the committee. And what that will mean, it will, and we met with the doctor. We actually did some live work the other day with some beautiful people, and we were able to sit in with the doctor and the student doctors and see how they handled the patients. And it was beautiful. It was, you couldn't have asked for anything better.
Big project.
And the doctor really was emphasizing on doing a living will, and the support system was amazing how they set it up. And
nurse volunteers.
Civilian volunteers, monks who are trained in psychology, and so they'll do home visits, in ward visits, community visits, also outpatients, and on Zoom as well. So she'll be teaching doula givers to the
acute safety and support.
Yeah, so I want to teach the relatives, of course, the three principles of acute, you know, safety, acute issues, and support, and also presence. That's the goal, to get that in with the relatives.
And my team
and the whole team.
How wonderful. So may I ask, how is COVID in Thailand right now? And what do you, I know this beautiful project right now, because I know that you guys have done so very much with the training, but it sounds like this will be the big project moving forward. And of course, we will absolutely get together again, that I will be over there hugging you and seeing what you're doing. How's COVID right now? And
ได้ แต่ COVID ช่วงนี้ก็คือเป็น self isolation แต่เราก็จะโทรไป follow up เขาเพื่อจะดูว่าเขาดูแลครอบครัวกันยังไงก็คือคำว่า palliative care กับ indoor care เนี่ยไม่ใช่ใช้เฉพาะโรคปกตินะเพราะนั้นการดูแลอย่างสามสเต็ปของเราเนี่ยก็ต้องเขาต้องดูแลกันเด็กป่วยต้องดูคนแก่ปกติคนแก่ก็ต้องดูคนในบ้านต้องดูแลกันพี่ก็ใช้วิชานี้แหละโทรไปคุยเขาสมมติว่าเรารู้ว่าเขาติดเชื้อปุ๊บก็จะโทรไปให้เขาดูแลตัวเองดูแลเอายาไปกินแล้วให้ดูแลคนด้วยหลังจากนั้นก็48ชั่วโมงก็จะโทรกลับไปอีกเป็นระยะแล้วโทรกลับมาอีกถ้าเป็นอะไรเราเน้นการดูแล
so
support พี่บอกใช้ support เยอะมาก
support yeah so
ในช่วงนี
้ at this time there's a huge amount of cases so like a lot of the world there.Not so threatened by it. So before they were making everyone come in and have to go to hospital or field hospitals or camps, now they have them stay at home. So a big part of what Jim does is it's the support element of the three stages. So what she does is she talks, she finds out how they're doing. She asks the three questions every time and she finds out.How the family is, and then how to look after themselves, and how she supports them. Then she calls them back in 48 hours. And so a lot of it now is on the phone, but she still works at the hospital, and there's cases coming in as well. But because it's Omicron, the deaths are down.
Yes.
And the infections are up. Whereas in the beginning, the deaths,80% ตายที่โรงพยาบาลที่แรกนะคะ
ที่แรกน่าจะ70-80%
70-80% of her inpatients were dying in the beginning
น่ากลัวมากคือคนเกิดเร็วมากจนไม่รู
้ and it was just it spread through everything it was so quick but now people are a bit more relaxed about it and they stay home and they have a very good support system the health ministry here is set up and another thing I noticed is they had an incredible volunteer organizations that just sprung up and they were taking food and medicine and connecting and getting data and amazing civilians to a time
ยังติดตามอยู่ในเคสที่บอกช้ำมากๆเสียใจมากๆครอบครัวมันแบบแย่บางคนก็มา10คนตายไป3
so maybe 10 people come with COVID in one familyAnd three of them died. And sometimes five have died in a family, and some cases are very hard. So even this is a year or so later from that original, you know, Delta strain, where she's still following up on them. She's offering bereavement support.
Amazing. So I do have to ask this because this is a great concern just in general that we talk about. But has she had any time to care for herself?To have
ก็ที่พวกกำลังใจจากแบบเรามีโมเดลเนาะเหมือนไอดอลที่ว่าจริงๆแล้วเรามีคนที่ลำบากกับเราโดยดัสตี้กับทางทูแซนหรือใครก็แล้วแต่ที่หมอกิสอะไรเนี้ยที่ว่าเราว่าในช่วงชีวิตก็คือต้องดูแลคนเราไม่นับได้แค่ศาสนาอันนี้คุณไม่ได้พูดเอาสวยนะพูดว่าแบบเรามีผู้ร่วมดลการ
I'm not saying this to make beautiful words. How I look at it is, I look at what you're all doing. She's talking about myself, Chris, you, and I see many people doing so much. And I also know there are many people that are way worse off than me. So as all of us, you know, have this mentality of we're here to serve. So that's where I draw my encouragement. So I'll answer for her. I don't think she looks after herself well enough, but she's retiring out now at the end of this month. So things will slow down.
ชอบแบบนี้แต่ไม่รู้ว่ามีคนเป็นอย่างไรแต่เนี่ยก็ถ้าเทียบอ่ะอาจารย์ทูแซนกับอาจารย์ทูซานเนี่ยทำมาก่อนพี่แล้วพี่ทำแค่นี้พี่ก็ยังไหวไง
She said actually I look at it you guys have been doing this a lot longer than me you went ahead of me you've gone through all the difficulties to pioneer and do this and work with people I'm just coming in at I'm only doing this for 7 years so I think I have the strength to do it and I hear your stories and I see other people's stories and I feel like mine's quite light actually my burden but she's actually retiring and she's going to do one day a week and then she's got other jobs so she's slowing it down a bit where she can justNot have to run a hospital ward, not have to, you know, do all those executive decisions. She said, I hardly ever stop. I work on the weekends, but now this will change and she'll have 3 days with her nephew and she'll plant trees on another day. And on Monday, she'll do hospice. So she's sort of getting a better balance.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And
so, for a year, she did not rest.So this
I understand. Yes, but I understand that sometimes we just have to be in action because that's what it requires. But then there is that reflection. So when I do come back to Thailand, I will take her on holiday. We will all go on holiday and celebrate the love when I come. Yes, for sure.
หน้าที่เรียกร้องเราต้องทำเต็มที่ถึงบอกต้องเสียสละบ้างแต่มาอาจารย์ซูซานมาเขาจะพาพี่ไปฮอลิเดย์พักผ่อนด้วย
Yes. We will have papaya salad and we will go on holiday and that is a promise that I make you.
Holiday again.
I make that promise right now.So what is next? So we have the beautiful Buddhist monks doing their program. What do we see happening? And then maybe in a year's time, I will come and do that visit and we'll go on holiday and we'll just be able to meet once again.
Yes. Also, you'll be happy to hear the temple in the we went that was a 12-hour drive away.
Yes, yes.
They've continued on, you know, and they're having this.They promise they're having academics come and study them because they're doing such an amazing job. And, yeah. You know, they just keep what Kambramung, Kamlang Gauna Duai, Tatana Duai Chai. So, and I think a lot of people now, this is the difference is I would say from when you were here that Sampeti Launa.คนไม่ค่อยพูดถึงความตายตอนนี้เขาพร้อมจะพูดด้วยจริงไหมพี
่
คนทั่วไปไหม
ก็พูดถึงมากขึ้นแล้วก็เห็นความสำคัญเพราะโควิดทำให้ทุกคนตายง่ายคนเราชีวิตตายง่ายมากมาดีๆก็กลับไปแบบไม่เห็นกันเลยเรื่องข้อสำคัญคือที่ต้องช่วยเขาเพราะว่าทุกคนเจอวันสุดท้ายคือวันที่ผลดีเทคเสร็จดีเทคเสร็จแล้วไม่มีใครเห็นกันเลยว่าใครไปอยู่ที่ไหนเราจะต้องเป็นคนจัดการว่าวิดีโอคอลหรือถ่ายรูปให้เขาหรือก็แอบเขามีแอบให้เขามากอดกันสมมติติดเชื้ออยู่ในคนละวอร์ดเนี้ยก็ให้แอบไปกลางคืนเขาเข้ามากอดกันเขาไม่ใช่เดินอะไรอย่างเงี้ยว่าเนี้ย
so we're talking about before you know death was quite a taboo subject.Whereas now COVID has opened the gate for conversation and it's really changed how things are now.
Yes.
People are thinking about this.
That's right.
It's actually really a time, I think, to take training to another level in many
ways. Absolutely.
You know? And,
you know, I often will say when we bring back the sacredness of death, that sacred that people don't.Know about because we've removed death from really our awareness in our world for the most part when we start to bring that back in its truth and the sacredness, it teaches you everything about life. And I think, again, COVID has broken open this taboo because we know that we're all going to be touched by it. But there is such blessing.
Quality of life, really. Yeah, we have to whatever's left with our life, we have to look at whatever our ideals are, you know, and live our ideals. She's talking about us in particular.
And maybe what we'll do is just always have that open heart for everyone we meet every single day. Yes, which is wonderful.
But I touch on a lot.
I love you. That's very cool. I love you both. Yes, yes. I love you both so very much. I consider you my family, and I want to thank you so much for what you give to the world, what you've given to me personally. And I'm just so honored to have you in my life, and I thank you so much for all that you do. I love you so
much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you too.
Yes.
And we'll meet you again and we'll talk again. She said, once I teach her how to use Zoom, then we'll talk again.
Absolutely. So thank you all for your service and your work being doula givers, lead trainers in Thailand. You're just, you know, you're changing the world, and that's what we're here to do. I love you so very much. Thank you, and we will meet again.
Thank you.
We will. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.